I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous, strong and responsible for what I say and do, and respect myself and others, respect authority, use resources wisely, and to make the world a better place, and to be a sister to every Girl Scout. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and to my country, and to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Both of these oaths provide the basis for good living and for a wholesome life. If these precepts are followed throughout your lives, you will be living a life pleasing to God. There is one aspect in these oaths that I would like to focus on this morning: keeping yourselves physically, but most importantly, spiritually strong. Keeping and staying healthy is a good thing, but by doing so, we ward off diseases and infections. We help our bodies to ward off diseases and infections. This is especially important this time during the flu season. But do we just do this to maintain our outward appearance? Do we spend time beautifying what is visible and pleasing to others and ourselves, and thereby promoting our self-esteem? Our first reading in the gospel focuses on conditions that are not so pleasing to others. Leprosy was a mystery that was thought to be contagious, both physically and morally. The ailment made the sufferer unattractive, both in sight and in smell. They were not only shunned by society, but their families as well. This disease had multiple dimensions, not only medical and religious, but social and financial as well. Leprosy was a dreaded disease, and those afflicted with it were treated like living corpses, the walking dead, literally. So, do we have leprosy today? We may not have leprosy, but we do have conditions that situations that make the person undesirable in our eyes. The homeless, the alcoholic, the drug user, the person on death row, the person infected with HIV, the obese, and many others. So how do we react when we come into contact with one of these people? We don't hear them shouting, "Unclean, unclean," but still their outward appearance says just as much. The outcasts are with us very much today, just as they were in Jesus' time. So let's take a look at the leper's request. It was not normal by any means. First, he acknowledges Jesus that he can grant his request by saying, "If you wish." This is a statement of faith that allows him to make known his intention. "You can make me clean." Then he asked to be made clean, not to be healed. The leper is an excellent teacher in the right way to make petitions. The healing insinuates a remedy of the physical body, like stitches for a deep cut or a cast for broken bones. But cleansing has a much more deep connotation, more than simply healing, which is medical only. It is, more importantly, it is a purification. It treats the religious and social dimensions of the disease as well. It also has the potential to opening up the person to a whole new life. So there's a lesson for all of us in this request. The culture of the time was of the leper that leprosy or any other ailment, blindness, deafness, being lame, was a result of a sinful act, either by that person or themselves or their parents. There was no other rationale that they had to explain the cause of the affliction. The leper knew that he needed more than physical healing. He needed a spiritual cleansing as well. The leper takes the approach, but he takes the initiative by approaching Jesus with his appeal. Jesus is emotionally touched by the leper, and the leper is physically touched by Jesus. So how long had it been since the leper felt the touch of another human being? How welcome that touch of Jesus must have felt to the leper. By touching, the leper was made clean, and Jesus, by Mosaic law, was made unclean. By this act, Jesus shows us that he is willing to accept every aspect of humanity, even leprosy. We don't have to see the effects of the healing touch of the Lord in order for it to work. As hideous as the effects of leprosy are on the body, the effect of sin on the soul is so much worse. Our spiritual life consists of being made clean, no matter how awful our failings may be. We must receive Jesus' touch, especially his touch on our souls. If we could see the consequences of our sin and what it does to us and to others, I really wonder if we would be able to sin. It is that deadly. But we spend lots of time maintaining our bodies and our physical appearance. Lots of time, lots of effort, lots of sweat. But do we spend as much time on our spiritual health and appearance? St. Paul tells us, whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Be imitators of Christ. The human person is body and is soul. If either the body or the soul is neglected, the other will suffer just as well. This coming week, we begin the liturgical season of Lent with Ash Wednesday. What a wonderful occasion it is for us to begin our own personal cleansing. Like the leper, we too have to take the first step, or nothing will result. So during Lent, we have many opportunities to take that first step. Stations of the Cross, the Lenten reflection books, which we have here at the corners, the Lenten series, penance service, and Holy Week liturgies. We can begin this with reconciliation, which will be offered tomorrow night. These are all occasions for us to intimately encounter God. But don't be afraid to do so. God so very much wants us to touch us, even with our leprosy. In this way, we experience the cleansing that God wants us so desperately to have. God gives us every opportunity to get to heaven. We must take advantage of every one of these occasions. God wants our souls to be as dazzling and pure white as the angels' garments were to the women when the women saw him in the tomb on that first Easter morning. So obviously, all of us here are not scouts. But these are valued principles applied to everyone. When you follow either of these, please realize that you are not only strengthening your own character, but you are also an outward sign of Christ's love for us. By being that sign, you will demonstrate to all the value of being not only physically strong, but spiritually strong as well.